Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
I'm Emma Quinn. I'm the Programming and Marketing Senior Associate at Building Momentum.
And we are here because we are discussing the event called Growing Pride at the Garden this Sunday, June 27th from 2 to 7 p.m. as part of Pride Month. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
All right. So obviously it's Pride Month, but take me into the idea of how this thing actually, why'd you decide to do this here?
Right. So the garden is our event space and our nonprofit Athena was looking for something to do for Pride. And we kind of came up with this idea, since it's our first year doing this event, that we're growing Pride. Plus our event space is the garden. So it all kind of fit in. I reached out to my friend Elisa at Alexandria Makers Market and we decided, let's get to work on planning this event. Now we've got 15 local makers setting up, and it's going to be a fun Pride day.
Great. And remind us where it's located. If maybe, I know that you guys have had like some drive-in movies and stuff like that, but maybe if there's some first-timers, describe exactly where it's located.
Sure. Yes. We are the Garden ALX, and we're on Eisenhower Avenue, 5380. We will be setting up outside. We'll have our patio kind of activated. We'll have inside the whole space, our event space and our workshop. But we will allow parking. If you've been to the drive-in, that whole parking lot will be available to use that day to get your car safely before you pop over to the event.
Great. And what are some things that folks can do? You know, describe, I assume, is there something that, some food they can eat?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to have Hog It Up Barbecue and Anita's Frozen Cotton Candy. So something great for the kids. You're welcome to bring food as well if you'd like. Dogs are welcome. And it's going to be a family-friendly, community-focused event. And so we have 15 local Alexandria, either LGBTQ plus or ally makers. And they're going to fill up our space. But we've also got Sport Rock opening for the day so people can go get a free climb. They're our neighbors, right on Eisenhower as well. And then we've got live music all day. We've got, yoga going before the event and during the event. It's just going to be a fun filled day. Oh, the DC Divas will be there doing some football game. That's Washington's women's football team. And then, yeah, we've just got a bunch of people interested in coming out. And even the health department's going to be there giving information about vaccines.
Great. Now, when you say there's, you know, 15 local LGBTQ plus makers and allies, what exactly do you mean? Like, can you highlight a couple of them?
Sure. Yeah. Let me, we've got like Bradshaw sauces. We've got, I've got a full list of people. Oh, and all of this is benefiting Safe Space Nova. I'm going to put that out there, but Safe Space Nova is helping LGBTQ plus kids, you know that they have a safe space. And so a portion of proceeds from the day will all be going to Safe Space Nova. And the allies and makers that we have setting up, we've got Clover and Maple. They do woodworking. We've got Delray Metalworks, Do Good Soaps. We've got handmade jewelry. We've got pet stuff, pottery. Across the board, a widespread of local Alexandria makers.
So all of those, you know, companies and brands are either themselves a member of the LGBTQ plus community, or I guess are on public record as stating that they support those groups, I guess.
100%. Yes. So they're all either allies or part of the queer community, and they are all hyper local Alexandria based artists.
Great. And then I know, so you mentioned Safe Space Nova. Speak a little more on, you mentioned Alexandria Makers Market and then obviously the garden, like describe what both of those things are.
Sure. So the garden is Alexandria's versatile makers and event space. So we have a venue here. We also have a workshop. We host classes. We do pretty much all sorts of tech based and community based, learning and teaching and training. And then the Alexandria Makers Market, a good friend of ours, they strive to connect and build a creative community with any crafter, creator, designer, innovator, maker or anyone in Alexandria, Virginia that is making things. And then Safe Space Nova is, like I said, dedicated to providing a safe, accepting and supportive environment to combat social stigmas, bullying and other challenges faced by LGBTQ plus youth.
Great. And then, you know, let's say I don't know. What sort of like do you hope some of the takeaway for someone that comes, you know, maybe brings their family, maybe an older generation who's, mm-hmm. you know, maybe not as, you know, culturally minded or sensitive yet, you know, what do you hope maybe bring some family members and just expose them to, you know, hey, LGBTQ plus is just like the rest of us and we're going to mm-hmm. have a darn good time.
Right. Well, what I'm seeing from kind of the responses is that we're going to have a widespread as far as ages and backgrounds. And it's, I think, going to be a very diverse looking event. So if somebody comes and they're not sure what they're expecting, they should just expect to see the community of Alexandria at large and kind of all of the people in Alexandria that do support, this community and that want to help grow their own pride. I think they'll walk away thinking, well, that was fun, is what I'm hoping, and maybe pick up some crafts that they can look at throughout the years and remember this event.
Very cool. And then I guess just any other particulars, that is does it cost anything to get in?
Nope, it's free and you can register online. We ask that you register just so we know how many people are coming. We're going to have kids activities, actually. Kids Create Studio in Alexandria. They're going to be popping up kind of hands-on kids activities for people to do. And so let us know you're coming, sign up. And if you want to make a donation to Safe Space Nova, you can do it right there on the Eventbrite website. And we encourage that, even though a portion will be going to them from the overall sales of the day. But we just, you know, the more that we can support Safe Space Nova, the better.
All right. Sounds good. And I assume parking is probably free as well, right?
Parking is free. Yep. And so we'll have about 50 spots on our side of Eisenhower. And then just across the street, like I said, 5001 Eisenhower will be a large parking lot as well available for our guests. So just be careful crossing Eisenhower.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks so much for joining us and talking. Is there anything I didn't mention that I should have that we missed?
Well, I haven't mentioned, I guess, the garden. We've been working here with our team. We have a bunch of engineers and tech people, and we've been 3D printing like crazy, a bunch of fun rainbow 3D printed planters. And you're going to be able to grow your own pride by picking up a succulent and planting it in one of these 3D planters at our event. And those will be at the garden table. And you can learn more about what we do and who we are by stopping by the table at the garden.
Ah, perfect. So you can literally grow pride and literally and figuratively. I love it.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Again, it's called Growing Pride at the Garden at 5380 Eisenhower Avenue, Suite C to be exact. The Garden, Alexandria Makers Market, and Safe Space Nova putting this thing on, benefiting Athena Rapid Response. Sounds like it's going to be great. Again, thanks so much. It's 2 to 7 p.m. Sunday. Looking forward to it.
Yep, coming up soon. And thank you so much for featuring this event.
Yep. Thanks.
Cool. Oh, have a good one.